for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. China and Singapore have agreed to redefine their bilateral relationship. Ties have been elevated to a partnership of all-round cooperation during President Xi Jinping's visit to the city-state. Also, the countries have decided to upgrade a 7-year-old free trade agreement. The decision was announced after a meeting between Xi Jinping and his Singaporean counterpart, Tony Tan Kung Yam, on Friday. During the meeting, the president said China is willing to join hands with Singapore to build a community of common destiny between China and ASEAN, a 10-member regional bloc. President Xi flew to Singapore after wrapping up his state visit to Vietnam, another ASEAN nation. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is encouraging political advisers to pool wisdom and suggestions while the country maps a new 5-year plan. The premier made the remarks on Friday at a national meeting of the country's top political advisory body, the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. Li said the 13th 5-year plan period will be crucial for China to build a moderately prosperous society in all aspects. The next 5-year plan, from 2016 through 2020, highlights innovation, coordination, green development, opening up, and sharing. It was approved at a party meeting last month. A new report from the central bank is suggesting China will continue its prudent monetary policies. According to the report, the central bank will guard against slumping monetary demand amid restructuring, aiming to prevent too much liquidity in the market. The central bank will also provide adapted monetary policy to help promote lending and social financing. The report also suggests monetary policy should be channeled to the real economy more efficiently. China's securities regulator says it's going to resume initial public offerings after a 4-month hiatus. The IPO market was suspended in July in the wake of a stock market rout starting from mid-June. The China Securities Regulatory Commission added that it'll give IPO approvals to 10 companies in the next 2 weeks. The news of the resumption of public listings comes on the heels of a technical rebound in the A-share market. Russia has suspended all passenger flights to Egypt after that deadly plane crash last weekend. An Airbus A321 operated by a Russian carrier crashed on the Sinai Peninsula last Saturday. All 224 people on board were killed. The head of Russia's civil aviation regulator says the watchdog drew up plans to suspend flights between Russia and Egypt, as recommended by the head of Russia's FSB security service. A pair of U.S. astronauts successfully completed a second spacewalk in less than 2 weeks, completing a repair job on the cooling system of the International Space Station on Friday. During a spacewalk back in November of 2012, astronauts had tried to isolate a suspected ammonia leak in the cooling system by replumbing the system to a backup radiator. The leak persisted and was subsequently traced to a different component that was replaced during a spacewalk in May of 2013. Friday's spacewalk was the second for both astronauts in 9 days and the 190th in support of assembly and maintenance of the orbiting laboratory. U.S. President Barack Obama has rejected the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada in what's being hailed as a victory for environmentalists. Obama said the pipeline would not make a meaningful long-term contribution to the economy and would not reduce gasoline prices. He also said it would not increase U.S. energy security. The rejected project would have linked existing pipeline networks in Canada and the U.S. to bring crude to refineries in Illinois and eventually the Gulf of Mexico. 6 people have been killed after a bus slammed into an overpass on a highway in the United States on Friday. The crash happened in Arkansas. Local media say it was foggy at the time of the accident around 1 o'clock in the morning. The impact ripped the roof off the bus. There were 22 people on board. Along with the 6 deaths, 6 others were injured. The bus had been on its way to Texas from Michigan. The governing body of World Athletics, the IAAF, has canceled this month's gala in Monaco after former President Lamine Diack was placed under investigation on suspicion of corruption and money laundering. The annual black tie event, which honors the world's top athletes, had been scheduled for November the 28th. Jamaican sprint champion Usain Bolt, British runner Mo Farah, and Dutch sprinter Daphne Schippers are among those nominated for Athlete of the Year honors. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.